blessed Savior in the sky. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that jubilee yonder in the sky. All the sainted dead rising for that jubilee that is just ahead. In the twinkling of an eye, change with them to be all the living saints to fight to that jubilee. Host, we begin to sing. Oh, singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Of millions there will join our song. With them we shall be praising Christ through ages long. Praising Christ through ages long, heaven's jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting, on that happy morning we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior. One more time. Once more. Are you looking forward to that day? Are you going to be singing, going to be shouting, going to be praising the Lord? It might even be tonight. It might even be tonight. Forward to that day. Praise the name of the Lord. singing and shouting and praising the Lord. Oh, what again, when with all that heavenly host we begin to sing, oh, we're singing in that Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring. Oh, millions there will join our song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long. Be seated. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I hope you're all happy to be here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm really happy. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. We are always excited and happy and feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. I know that he's here because he came with me. Amen. And I know that he came with you. Amen. And the reason it's so hot in here, it's all those pillars of fire in here. It creates heat. Cool down. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. How wonderful to be in his presence, and how wonderful to be gathered together with the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. Not only here, welcome you all. Welcome. How many visitors do we have here today? Raise your hands. God bless you, and all of you, welcome in the name of the Lord. And all of you through the telephone hookup, we're glad to have you here. Be part of God's great economy.
Amen.
Today, we're sitting together in heavenly places. Amen. That pillar of fire is here.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful. Something's happening.
Amen.
Something's happening today.
Amen.
Something is taking place today.
Amen.
Something is taking place right now.
Amen.
It's taking place in this world. Is taking place in this church right now.
Amen.
It's taking place of those on the hookup, listening in. All that is taking place. The whole earth from the very beginning of time. He says they have been groaning and crying and waiting for the manifestations of the sons and daughters of God. Here we are. Today. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. But now the taking place is church, is Christ and his church are uniting together.
Amen.
We are becoming one with him. What a message that we're listening to. Oh, do you love the adoption series? Oh, praise the name of the Lord. I know that we heard, I told the brothers that you heard last week that we heard number 3. Excuse me. We're going to hear it again, but we can't hear it enough.
Amen.
It's so important, these series of messages, what that prophet's telling us, what he's teaching us on these messages. We are under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and being adopted into the family of God.
Amen.
He says that we are being positionally placed by the Father, and he's telling us in these messages exactly who we are. Like never before, he's telling us who that we are, what's going to happen to us, what's next. Who are we? He says we are a called out people. Oh, a blessed holy nation, living lives that's above reproach, acting, behaving ourselves just like he would, working in us, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. We are the very workmanship of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Our tutor is tutoring us, and he's telling the Father, oh, they're a chip off the old block. Amen. He says, well, praise the Lord, I'll just adopt them all then. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, because that we are adopted and we're being positionally placed, he has given us something else, a word that we really love, and we talked about it last week, our inheritance. Amen. Oh, do you love that word, that inheritance? And how do we get that inheritance? Did Jesus give us that inheritance? He said, no. He says, Jesus just paid for that inheritance. Amen. He said that's all he did. He redeemed it so that we could get it. So how and when did we get that inheritance? When you accepted the Lord as your Savior? No, you didn't get it then. When you were baptized? No, you didn't get it then. Before he was Papa, before he was God, before he was a Savior, before he was a healer, before of all of this, he predestinated and put the Lamb's name on the book of life, looked down through his foreknowledge and seen your name and put it on there. Woo!
Thank you.
Woo!
Hey!
Praise the name of the Lord. That's when you got that inheritance, right then. Seated. How awesome. There is so many nuggets in that one little quote right there. Oh, my inheritance is right there. Your inheritance is right there. Before the foundation of the world, it struck me, and you know, I asked Brother Samuel and then back there before we come out. It's the only place that I know where Brother Branham said he put the Lamb's name on the book. Wow. He was a man. You may be sweeted. That's just, yes, praise God. He was a man, so he had to put his name on the Lamb's book of life. He was that first name to be put on that Lamb's book of life. Whoa. Oh. And your name's on there too. You just think that your mom and dad named you. Guess what? This just said that they didn't name you because he saw your name. He saw your name and put it on the Lamb's book of life. Before there was a world, before there was a God, before there was a healer, before there was anything, he saw my name. He saw your name and wrote it out in his Lamb's book of life. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Woo, that's our inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you going to do wrong things? Amen. You are. You're going to each day, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to do things wrong. You're going to fail. And you're going to pay for it. You reap for what you sow. But he says that has nothing to do with your salvation. Yeah. Nothing. What this message is about. By his grace, you were born sons and daughters of God. He says he knows that you're sorry for that. He says he knows when you make a mistake that you didn't want to. You say that I'm wrong. Lord, forgive me. You know, and it's the worst feeling it is when we fail that we know that we've done it. Is instantly, he says, a son and daughter of God, he says, falls on his knees and says, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. What does he do when we fall? When we make a mistake, when we fail, we have a hand that reaches down. He gets us and steadies us and says, make this step this way, son. It doesn't, he doesn't pick us up and spank us because we made a mistake. He doesn't beat us to death because we're trying to walk. He loves us like we love our children. He reaches down and gets us in his arm, picks us up and says, walk like this, son. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. When you fall, he just picks you up with his arms. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see this. What's he trying to teach us from that? This is what this adoption is so important. It is so important to me. It's what's he teaching? It's because we think that we make mistakes, that we can never be adopted. We always fail. We make mistakes. We do things wrong. Does anybody out there think that? Think that, Lord, you look at yourself, I make mistakes, I fail. How can I ever be adopted? How can I be that what he's talking to us about? Because that I'm being adopted. We can never be perfect. But there is a sacrifice that is perfect for us, and that's all that he sees. That, hey. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that that bloody sacrifice is always sitting there in our stead. And that's what he's trying to teach us. It doesn't matter. You're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. We're going to do things wrong. It has nothing to do with it whatsoever. He still adopts you. Because he adopted you before the foundation of the world. Because he knows you don't want to do that. He doesn't want, you don't have that inside of your heart. You're walking before the Lord. And that's what Satan beat you down on. But that's what he's teaching us in the adoption. Quit looking at that. Quit looking at yourself. Quit looking at your failures. Look to Christ. Look to Calvary. Look at that bloody sacrifice that's sitting there for us. That's all that he says. Every time he looks down, that's all that he sees. He says that tutor, that Holy Spirit, he says it's reporting back to the Father. And the one that's reporting back to the Father is the sacrifice, because he can't see nothing past that sacrifice. Amen. He's telling them, oh, they're just like you, Father. Amen. They're just like you. They're perfect. Praise the name of the Lord. It's grace. It's grace, grace, grace. What is his grace? Back before, oh, this is rich. Back before, when he wasn't a father, his grace, his love, made himself a child. That we might be predestinated unto the adoption of children. That's our way. That's your get out of jail free card right there. Do you understand that? Amen. He predestinated us unto adoption of children. So he made a way that we could be adopted because of our son that he made. He said, wherein he has made us acceptable by the beloved, which is Christ. So through Christ, he has made us acceptable. We have an acceptable way to be positionally placed, adopted, and then placed in God's great economy. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, we're going to take God's stepladder, the Holy Spirit. As Brother Branham says, and that we're going to look and to see what he's got in store for us today. And he's got some wonderful things in store for us. He's going to tell us all more revelation today. It's going to come more real to you today. Because when you're gathered together in heavenly places and the anointing is here, he'll reveal more of his word to you. He has to. What is the theme of adoption? He said it is placing us positionally. I believe he's adopted us. He's taken us. Now he says he's going to place us. And who is leading us? Who is teaching us? Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you who it is. Quote, I'm teaching you. Of the Lord, you may be seated. That's rich. Amen. Let me finish the quote. You don't know it, but I'm teaching you. This goes on tapes. I want people that listen to them tapes, remember, this is to my church. We are that church. We are that church. So it's the Holy Spirit speaking to his church through the tapes. Because he says, I'm the one that's teaching you, and this goes on tape. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's look a little further on that step ladder. God's prophet is truly teaching us through these tapes. Amen. Here at Branham Tabernacle, you've had your chance. When a man once is anointed with the Holy Ghost to be adopted into the family of God, to be positionally placed by the Father and set into service out here into his purpose of life. He's got a purpose in life for you. Amen. Everybody. Amen. He says we're all different. Our nature is different. Our speech is different. Everything is different about us. And we all have something to do. And he says, first, you're sons and daughters of God. You were born that way before the foundation of the world. Then he adopted you. Amen. And he had a ceremony and set it up. This is my beloved son. This is my daughter. And then he says he positionally places in the body of Christ where we need to be. And he says, and he set him into service out here and to his purpose of life or what God has called him for. His walk must be holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. So Branham Tabernacle, we must be walking holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Everything that we do, how that we act, everything that we say, it should be holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. He says, oh, you must believe all that the elders have said, but holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Let his word be first. Let it be everything that there is. Sunk, settle in your heart. Your walk must be in the word. Amen. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Oh, if you'll just come over here, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll organize and put you in an organization. You'll be a great man. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Move on. Don't make any difference what they say with call back them tapes. Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. So the tapes are holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. That's what these tapes are. Holy, holy, holy. Standing. He didn't say that just to be saying that, bride. He wants us to know this is the way. This is how you hear the word. He's teaching his bride. And these tapes are holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. It's what he just said. The bride must stay in the word. And the word is this message, and that is these tapes. And that is what's perfecting the bride of Jesus Christ. We're being adopted, we're being placed, and we're being put into service. Each one of us.
Yes.
He wants us to recognize, not ourselves. Look at him. Amen. Look at him. That's who you are. That's the way that he sees you.
Amen.
When you fall, get up. Because you're a royal seed of Abraham.
Amen.
And your name was put there. He just said your name was there. He saw your name.
Amen.
Before he was Father, before he was healer, before he was Savior, he knew your name and he put it down there.
Yeah.
He knows who you are. He knows your frailties. He knows your faults. It doesn't matter. He predestinated you. He called you. He's adopting you.
Amen.
He's having a ceremony today. These are my children. These are them. This is the bride that stayed with the word.
Amen.
It's only going to be the bride that stays with this word. How many times has he told us, stay with the word, this blessed message? Let us bow our heads. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this message. Thank you for storing up the food for the bride of Jesus Christ, for making the tapes for the bride of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
That you can teach us that today, 2018, that we're sitting together in heavenly places, being adopted, being positionally placed, Lord, look down. Thank you for that sacrifice that is there. Thank you that it's the only thing that you see. May we realize today like never before, Lord Jesus, that that's all that you see. We fail and Satan points it out to us and shows us who we are, and we think we're at the bottom of the barrel. I do, Lord. I confess before the church. I fail and I fall. But Lord, all you see is that bloody sacrifice, Lord. And I'm perfect in your eyes, Lord, because all you see is your son, that child that you made, that you sent down and you come and lived in and made a way for us, Lord. There was no other way, but you made a way. And you give us an inheritance, Lord, that today, no matter what we ask for, that we can have it, Lord Jesus, because it belongs to us. If it's family, if it's friends, if it's our mothers, our fathers, our children, sickness, you're already showing to us, Lord, healing the sick, raising the dead. The crippled, you're healing us. You're with us. We just got to speak the word, Lord Jesus. Because we know that it's not our word, but it's your word.
Yes.
And today, what a privilege and an honor it is to be gathered together, Lord, to hear this word today. This message of adoption.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, come be with us. Open up our hearts. Open up our souls, our mind, Lord, that this message go deep in our hearts. Because truly, Lord, we need you. And we're thankful, Lord, to be sitting in your presence today.
Amen.
God Almighty,
the Prince of Peace,
troubles vanish. In the presence of the King.
Listen to him once again. You believe he's here with us?
Oh, in the presence.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended.
Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great love that you shed abroad in our hearts, Lord. Lord, we don't have the words to express our appreciation for what you did for us on Calvary. How that, Lord, your prophet told us that the anointing left our Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. He went to that cross. Died as a man, Lord, to redeem your bride that you chose and predestinated before the foundation of the world. How great thou art, Lord. How great you are. Just to think of it, Lord, is that your prophet told us that the only way that the Lord could see us is the way he saw us when he placed our name on the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world. And just thinking of it is that when the accuser comes to us and tells us all of our mistakes and so forth, that when he looks, there's nothing. It's perfection, complete perfection. Lord, how great you are that you can do this. Lord, thank you, Lord, for this. What grace, what love, Lord. It's beyond lips could say. It's beyond what we could even express. But Lord, you know down deep in us that we just lift our heart to you and say thank you, Lord. Like Brother Branham said, Papa God, how great you are. Thank you for your anointing, your Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord. Lord, thank you for this word, for this message of the hour. Thank you for your messenger, Lord. We thank you for the tapes. Lord, it's everything. It's our absolute, Lord. It's our lifeline. Lord, it's the token. It's everything to us. We love you, Lord, with all our heart. It's perfection all the way through. Lord, it's getting your bride ready. It's calling out your bride. It's bringing your bride together. Lord, we can look out there and we can see your word, your scriptures manifesting and being fulfilled. We can even say this day, this scripture is fulfilled right this very day, right this very moment. Thank you for it, Lord. We love you with all our heart. Lord, what a privileged people we are. That you said that we could ask anything in your name and that it would be granted, Lord. We could speak that word and ask it and it shall be done. Lord, there's many requests, Lord, and you saw every one of them. There's many needs, Lord, upon the people's heart. Lord, upon this audience, upon those that are listening in, wherever they are. But Lord, there is no condition. There is nothing that will stop that word from coming to pass. There is nothing that will stop that word to be it void. It shall come to pass. And Lord, the condition is, the only key is, Lord, your prophet told us that when the angel came to him, get the people to believe you, and nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. Lord, that commission is into effect this very day. Thank you for it, Lord. We believe your prophet. We believe this message, and it has been written, and so shall it be. We love you, Lord. We commit ourselves to you now in the further part of this service, and we just love you with all of our heart. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for your love, and we love you, Lord. Bless and be with us now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
In the presence of joy, God Almighty, the Prince of troubles and hearts are mended in the presence of the King.
Just once more to him. Seated. Truly, what a privilege it is to be here tonight. How many hearts are encouraged tonight? Oh, I know that I am. I need to be reminded of that all the time. Praise the name of the Lord. Truly, this song will mean more to us tonight than ever before. That amazing grace. How sweet that sound that saved a wretch like me. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I see.
reality.
Oh, when we have been there, oh, 10,000 years, oh, bright shining as the
Gracious Heavenly Father, how we thank you again, Lord, for this opportunity and privilege that you've allowed us to gather together under the shed blood of the precious Lord Jesus. We're so thankful for your amazing grace in our lives, Lord, for the inheritance that you've given us, Lord, and the manifestations of the sons of God in this last day, Lord. How we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this portion of the service, Lord, allowed us to give back to you, Father. We ask that you'd bless it and multiply it to your good service, Father. Come quickly, Father, we pray, for we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Free, free, free from this world of sin. Oh, washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. And I sank low, and then I heard about Jesus. Amen. And what a wonderful hour. And I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his saving power. Well, thank God I am free. I am free. I'm free from this world. that's taken his flight. Like a blind man that God gave back his sight. Like a poor wretched beggar that's found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his holy name. Well, thank God I am free. I'm free, free from this world of sin. Oh, washed in the blood of Jesus, I'm born again. And hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. Just one more time. Well, thank God I am free. World of sin. Amen. Oh, washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. And hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. And I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. Earth again. Amen. Oh yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Well, Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. I am watching for the coming of the glad millennium day, when our blessed Lord shall come his right away. And oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch and pray. For our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Well, Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Jesus coming back will be the answer to our sorrow and cry. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth and sea and sky. God shall take away all sickness and the suffering tears will dry. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Well, Satan will be bound 1,000 years, we'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Yes, the ransomed of the Lord shall come to Zion then with joy, and in all his holy mountain nothing hurts or shall destroy. Perfect peace shall reign in every heart, in love without alloy. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Then the sin and sorrow, pain and death of this dark world shall cease in a glorious reign with Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for that day of sweet release. For our Jesus shall come back to earth again. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth. Oh, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Yes, our Lord is coming back to earth again. Satan will be bound 1,000 years. We'll have no tempter then. After Jesus shall come back to earth again. Amen.
Amen.
What a reality that that is. Truly, that time is right around the corner. We believe with all of our heart. This message truly just strikes at the heart of the believer. I know I want my life, everything that I do, to be holy, holy, holy. My prayer is, lead me, Lord. Oh, you've called me. I've answered. But Lord, just lead me, Lord. Wherever I go, lead me. Lead me, Lord. I will follow. Lead me. Let's sing it to him once more as we raise our hands to him and just tell him, lead me, Lord. Oh, lead me, Lord. I will follow. Oh, lead me, Lord. I will go. And I will answer, lead me, Lord. So we bow our heads and hum it to him. Thank you. Let's sing it to Him.
Only be Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Amen. You may be seated. Once again, what a privileged people that we are to be sitting together in heavenly places and to be able to hear stored up food, to hear God's prophet, God speaking through His prophet to teach His bride. To positionally place us, to adopt us. The whole world from the beginning of time has been moaning and groaning, waiting for this day, Amen. Waiting for this people, you. You.
Amen.
To be adopted and positionally placed. Let us make ourselves ready. Here's God's prophet, Brother Branham.